This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, has termed the passage of the WAF amendment bill with the Musliman WAF repeal bill by the parliament as a watershed moment in the government's collective quest for socio-economic justice, transparency and inclusive growth. The legislation aims to streamline the management of WAF properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. Governor K.T. Parnayak has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Galo community, on the joyous occasion of the Mopin Festival. He wished that the vibrant festival would bring peace, prosperity and happiness to all. In his message, the governor said that Mopin is one of the most cherished festivals of Arunachal Pradesh, showcasing the rich cultural heritage of the Galo tribe. He further said its deep-rooted traditions and festive spirit, it has played a vital role in the preserving and the community's cherished customs and values. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has unveiled its new tourism logo and policy with the tagline Arunachal Beyond Myths and Mountains. The information was shared by Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today. Khandu, in his post, informed that this visionary step will redefine state's tourism, showcasing not just stunning landscapes but also the rich culture, heritage and the traditions, ensuing sustainable growth and that benefits local communities. In the meantime, the CM has congratulated the people of Arunachal, the Tourism Department and the Minister for Tourism, P.D. Sona, for their dedication in shaping a brighter future for tourism in the state. While sowing optimism over the initiative, the CM said it will bring new opportunities, global recognition and a deeper appreciation of Arunachal's unparalleled beauty. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure in the Tawang region, the designated macroscopic center and a state-of-the-art dental unit at the community health center was formally inaugurated in Jang today. The significant initiative is a key step in strengthening the healthcare delivery system in the region. The DMC aims to enhance diagnostic capabilities, particularly in the early detection and elimination of tuberculosis, while the dental unit will ensure improved access to oral healthcare services for the people of Jang and surrounding areas. The Bandarda police have successfully traced and apprehended the individual behind the alleged fake Facebook account who had spread misinformation on social media regarding the health status of the victim in the Bandarda incident. A case has been registered under the BNSS 2023 and the executive magistrate has bound him down for 1 year, directing him to maintain peace and refrain from spreading false information. The superintendent of police, Nahardagan, has urged the police public to avoid social media trials. The district police in Kyong conducted its third district level narco coordination meeting at DC's conference today. Presiding over the meeting, DC-Chairman NCORD Talo Jerang reviewed the action taken by the members as per the decision taken in last NCORD meet. The DC emphasized on intensifying the awareness program at all sensitive locations on drug-related matters in the district, terming the students as the most vulnerable age to fall for drugs abuse and other unwanted habits. The DC entrusted ADDSC in Kyong to ensure that after the opening of new academic session, to strictly provide orientation on the ill effects of drug in schools to principals, headmasters and faculty members. An awareness training cum orientation program on the Atmanirbhar Bhagwani Yojana was successfully organized by the Department of Horticulture at Tawang today. The program aimed at informing and empowering local farmers with the knowledge about state-sponsored horticultural welfare schemes. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over Kamle, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Upper Subansiri, Lower Siang, Upper Siang, Dibang Valley, Lohit and Terab districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. The Rajiv Gandhi University conducted a consultative cum review meeting of the ongoing project of ICMR titled Multi-State Implementation Research Study on Suicide Risk Reduction and Improving Mental Well-being Among Social School and College Students at the Varsity's campus yesterday. The meeting aimed to review the progress of the ongoing research study after 1 year of implementation in higher education institutes and schools in the Papumpare district and ICR. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.